For hundreds of years, nature has served as inspiration for writers. In a collaboration between Maryland Humanities and Delaware Humanities, nature and literature converge in a one-day program on the Cardin Castle National Trail next month. Sierra Fisher from Delaware Humanities tells us more about the trail and the event.
In 1993, the American Hiking Society hosted the first National Trails Day. Organizations from across the United States hosted events to emphasize the importance of trail systems and stewardship. 25 years later, groups still celebrate National Trails Day on the first Saturday in June. For the first time, Maryland Humanities and Delaware Humanities joined forces to celebrate the environment and the humanities along the Chesapeake and Delaware Canal on a portion of the Cardin Castle Recreational Trail. The Chesapeake and Delaware Canal, or C&D Canal, is a ship canal that runs through Maryland and Delaware, connecting the Chesapeake Bay with the Delaware River. Construction began in 1804. The canal company promptly ran out of money, and construction did not resume again until 1824, when 2,600 laborers began to dig the canal along its current route using hand tools. The canal, initially completed in 1829, was only 10 feet deep. It had four locks that lifted the water to a higher level with steam-operated water wheels. The federal government purchased the canal and expanded it, converting it to a sea-level canal by 1927. Now, instead of a 300-mile trip around the Delmarva Peninsula, ships can travel through the 14-mile canal. While many historic canals are no longer in use, the C&D Canal is still vital to transit today, seeing millions of tons of cargo pass over its waters each year. The Cardin Castle Trail runs the length of the Chesapeake and Delaware Canal from Chesapeake City, Maryland to Delaware City, Delaware. Completed in 2017, the trail is named after Ben Cardin, a current Maryland senator, and Mike Castle, a former Delaware congressman and governor. The Castle portion of the trail in Delaware is 12.1 miles long, while the Cardin portion in Maryland is 1.8 miles. On the opposite side of the canal in Chesapeake City, you can learn more about the history of the canal by visiting the C&D Canal Museum. With views of the canal the entire way, the Cardin Castle Trail is paved, flat, and abundant in wildlife. Maryland Humanities and Delaware Humanities invite you to join us on June 2nd to explore this unique waterway shared between our states. During this time period, QR codes will be posted along the trail, linked to short literary excerpts inspired by the local environment. You can walk and enjoy these excerpts at your own pace, feeling free along the way to ask the humanities staff and volunteers any questions you may have. We're also hosting guided hikes. One starts at the Ben Cardin Trailhead in Maryland, and the other begins at the South Lums Trailhead in Delaware. Each hike will highlight a small portion of the trail. You are then free to continue ahead on your own and enjoy the literature, or turn around and return to the trailhead with your guide. Please remember a smartphone to access the literary excerpts. As nature recognizes no state borders, neither will the humanities this National Trails Day. We're looking forward to enjoying our shared environment together.
The Cardin Castle National Trails Day lasts from 9 a.m. until noon on June 2nd. Literary walks are self-guided from 9 to noon, or join one of the guided hikes. The guided hike beginning at the Cardin Trailhead starts at 9:30 a.m. with a few words from Senator Cardin, and the guided hike from the South Lums Trailhead begins at 11 a.m. This National Trails Day event is part of Maryland Humanities Museum on Main Street Waterways Initiative. To learn more about this program or Museum on Main Street, please visit mdhumanities.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.